We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, 7:30 on this Thursday morning, 47 degrees. Top Democrats at the White House renew talks on a coronavirus spending bill.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin was back in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office Wednesday as the two continue talks on a potential bipartisan deal providing additional coronavirus relief. There is no indication of a breakthrough, and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the two sides remain very far apart. Still, House Democrats delayed a vote on a $2.2 trillion proposal to allow one more day for a deal to come together. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Authorities in Topeka say a car was badly damaged after an explosive device was placed inside the vehicle. Police were called Monday night after an explosion inside the car that was parked near an apartment building. Topeka Fire Department says a preliminary investigation shows that an explosive device had been placed in the car's passenger compartment. The police bomb unit was brought in to investigate. The explosion was contained to the car. Authorities say no other explosive devices were found in the area. The Wichita Police Department has launched a blue light crash reduction project.
The blue lights have been installed on traffic signals at an East Wichita intersection that is often difficult for officers to monitor. Police Captain Brett Allred said during a news briefing, the lights will help officers know about violators that continue through the intersection after the light has turned red.
When the traffic light turns red, the blue light lights up, letting us know that the light had turned red for any violators that continue to go through that intersection.
12 lights were received through a grant funded by the Kansas Department of Transportation. 6 were installed at Kellogg and Rock Road. The others will be deployed at other high-volume locations soon. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
No charges for the man credited with stopping a Texas church shooting.
When a gunman entered the West Freeway Church of Christ outside of Fort Worth, Texas last December, killing two congregants, it was security volunteer Jack Wilson who shot him dead.
I don't consider myself a hero at all.
And maybe saved the lives of the other 250-plus inside the church. Now a Tarrant County grand jury says he committed no crime. It was all legal under Texas law, allowing for defense of others. Governor Greg Abbott even awarded him the state's Medal of Courage, the highest civilian honor in Texas. Eben Brown, Fox News.
As many hourly workers push for $15 an hour, one company is pushing past that amount as of today, despite the pandemic.
Hobby Lobby says as of today, minimum wage for its more than 43,000 employees goes up to $17 an hour from $15, making it among the highest paid retailers. The CEO said because this year has presented so many challenges to our employees, we are happy to provide pay increases to thousands of our associates before Christmas. Walmart also says it's raising its hourly pay scale by at least $1 an hour for 165,000 employees from $11 to $15 an hour for some of its bakery and deli workers. This past summer, mid-pandemic, Target announced it was raising its minimum wage to $15 an hour. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The coronavirus pandemic has seen many large festivals and concerts canceled across the state of Kansas this year, but the largest multi-day music festival has announced plans for its return in 2021.
The 25th anniversary edition of the Country Stampede is scheduled for June 24th through 26th of 2021 at Topeka's Country Stampede Festival Grounds near Forbes Field. Musically, this year's lineup will include the Academy of Country Music current Male Vocalist of the Year, Luke Combs, iHeartRadio's Best New Country Artist, Morgan Wallen, and this year's ACM New Male Artist of the Year, Riley Green. Additional artists will be announced in the coming weeks. The music and camping will be joined by something new, as what's being billed as Topeka's biggest air show in 20 years. Thunder in the Heartland will happen on Friday and Saturday. The air show, based at neighboring Forbes Field, will also perform on Saturday night.
Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson reporting. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Mostly clear and cooler this morning. It is going to be sunny and breezy throughout today with a high 65. Dry and quiet weather will continue tonight. Our low 44, and as high pressure moves on off to the east tomorrow, winds will turn back to the south with a high 68. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 47 degrees, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. 7:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. With us this morning is the U.S. representative from 4th District here in Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall. Good morning, Dr. Marshall. Nice to have you with us.
Steve, good morning to you. And boy, that air show sounds fun. You know, my dad was in the Air Force, my brother in the Air Force. I was the prodigal son and joined the Army. But love me a good air show to go to.
Yep. Trying to get things back to normal this next year if we can. I know that you are on beginning a GOP Keep Kansas Great bus tour. Starts Saturday in El Dorado. It's your home. And you're going to go in three cities. What are you hoping to accomplish with that bus tour?
Well, Steve, a 28 city stop over 5 days, starting in my hometown outside of Grizzly Stadium. I'm a Butler County Community College graduate. Look, we just want to reach out to the people. Kansans still want to see who their candidate is, what they look like, what's in their eye, what's in their guts, what type of a person are they? And I know we're trying to do everything outside, keep the COVID distance, wear a mask, all those types of things. But I do think that this election has so much at stake. Who keeps the majority in the Senate? What type of Supreme Court justices we confirm? That's what's at stake here. So we just want to get out and try to meet as many people as we can and help them and encourage them to get out and vote this November the 3rd, it's around the corner.
And one of the things that our representatives, senators and so forth, as far as I'm concerned, you do get back to the home district from time to time and listen to people. And what are you hearing? What's the one or two biggest concerns for the Kansas voters and citizens right now?
Well, Steve, we're very proud that we've done more town halls than any congressman since we got there. In the entire country. And what I'm hearing is, number one, is people want to get back to normal. They want to know what normal looks like. They want to know what we're doing, how to keep their families safe and secure, and how do we get our jobs back as well. And then they want to make sure that we're protecting Kansas values like our freedom of religion, freedom of speech, our Second Amendment. So those are typically the top three that I hear about.
You, of course, on everybody's mind this week is the debates. A lot of people are kind of disgusted with the way things went. But you've been in debates. What is it like? Is it tough to get your word out in a debate or a forum like that? How does it feel to be up there?
Well, Steve, it feels very much like a town hall. That's what I try to make it in my mind. I feel like I'm sitting down at a cafe and in Augusta, Kansas, and having a cup of coffee with my mom and some of her friends and trying to answer those questions. And then it kind of feels like competition, too. I was a three-sport athlete in El Dorado and went to track on a college scholarship, so that sense of competition is there as well. But it's really, sharing my story, sharing our story, sharing how important Kansas values are. And when I stay focused on that, the debate usually goes pretty well.
You, there's a couple of big newspapers this morning saying that putting out the opinion that maybe the way things went just canceled the last two presidential debates. Your thoughts on that?
No. Americans need to hear from our candidates. If you've not decided yet, I think it's very important that we listen to these folks. I think that there's two very, very contrasting messages. The Joe Biden's message is more government control, more government control of your health care, of energy policy, of economic policy, versus President Trump, who rolled back regulations and rolled back taxes. President Trump has led this economy, versus Joe Biden has promised you more regulations and he's promised to raise your taxes. So I think that we need to make sure Joe Biden owns that. He said it. He contradicted himself. He said he was against the Green New Deal, but then you go to his website and he's for it. So which is it? What is it with Democrats that they say one thing and do one? It just blows my mind.
You know, any moderator, and even Chris Wallace was Kevin, has come in for criticism. Anytime you try to do that, it's a little bit like herding cats, and I think it's a thankless job. Do you think, and of course, when the media, everybody, we kind of know what the big issues are, but when you think about something like this, I wonder if a town hall types format would be good, or would it just get out of town, get out of hand, where you've got just individual citizens asking the questions?
Well, Steve, I love town halls, and I'd love to do one with you and Ted. I think it would be a great audience. I mean, with your listening audience, I love town halls. I think, and the most important part of a town hall, of course, is listening, not talking. People have questions, but there's a message in their question, if you know what I mean. And I think the best doctors, as I am, are great listeners. And I think the best people that are running for the House, the Senate, are great listeners as well. So I would love to see a town hall setting and see that interaction. Give them one follow-up question. What I hate is when someone gets asked a question and they don't answer the question. So I think a town hall is a great idea.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate it. That's U.S. Representative Dr. Roger Marshall with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. His opponent, by the way, Barbara Boyer, if she would like to come on, certainly we would make time for that to happen as well. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update. Genesis Health Club's expanding in Tulsa. Now, our friends at Market Advisory Group, sponsors of today's retirement tip.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.